This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And, well, you know, one of the things that I thoroughly enjoy is like when I connect with somebody and we sort of bounce off of each other, sort of like in a really mad fashion. That's really cool. And, well, somebody was out of town last week, but on a well-deserved trip, without a doubt. But back again, the main driving force behind Pipe Hitters Union, joined again by Lincoln Osiris. Good evening, sir. I guess we got to turn him up. I thought we had him. Okay. Do we not have him?
Anyone?
Okay, there we go. Bueller, yeah. So, how was Jamaica?
Man, Jamaica was Jamaica. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, I could have gone anywhere. I could have gone to Jamaica, I could have gone to Mexico, I could have gone to the North Pole. It was a very, very much needed vacation. My wife and I haven't been away together since our first was born. He's getting ready to turn 4 on the 4th of July. I have a little freedom, baby.
Yeah.
Only probably a couple more years we'll be able to convince him that all of the fireworks are for his birthday. But it was amazing. It was nice to kind of reconnect and spend time with my wife. It was great to just, as much as I love my children, I would do anything in the world for my children, but it was really fantastic to just spend some time with my wife. But we are back, and we are, like, in full swing. Earl's been holding it down for me, making things happen. And, I walked right back into this frenzy. So we ran this crazy Memorial Day sale. And we catch a lot of grief for running Memorial Day sales. You know, some veterans are like, oh, that's so horrible, you should be crying today. And some veterans are like, hey, you should be celebrating all your friends that you've lost today. And we can talk about that in a bit. But we ran this crazy Memorial Day sale. We created this. We've got this series of T-shirts that we call the Original Pipe Hitter Series of Tees.
Right. Right.
The first one that we released was, you know, Abe Lincoln, and it's Abe like you've never seen him. He's covered in tats. His shirt's ripped off. He's just like mean as you might imagine, with like a coach gun in hand. Well, the second one we released was George, and George has got the sleeves ripped
George,
off of his
the
general
George
coat.
One was really bad.
I almost
called Earl up and said, you got to give me one of those right now.
We can take care of that. I get one in the mail to you tomorrow.
Oh, I thought they were gone.
Oh, no. Well, we always print 3 or 4 more in every size and every color just in case things get lost in the mail and we can cover people. But, yes, I can definitely get you squared away. I will have one of the mail to you tomorrow. I will work with Mindy and work with Earl and make sure that we get that taken care of. But that thing just, it did better than we could have ever imagined. And, so I came back into this firestorm of things going on, and then we're moving into next week. And it's, you know, we release a new design every single week.
Yes.
So we've got this workflow where it's, you know, we're preparing for something every single day, and everybody's running around like, you know, chickens with their heads cut off. And it's crazy. But I'll tell you what, I rolled right back into it completely refreshed. It was it was great to just, you know, disappear for a week and spend some time with my wife. So I appreciate you, you know, letting me go. But I am back and I'm ready to chat. So what is on your mind?
Well, the first thing I wanted to ask you about, and I mean, I'm glad to hear all that stuff, but we got about 4 minutes left in this, so this is a really quickie here. Are you a Starbucks drinker?
I try not to be.
Well, I got to.
You know, I'm not a fan of Starbucks, and I'll tell you this: their coffee. I don't know if I can say this word, but we'll say it's not good. All right.
Okay.
The one thing that you can give Starbucks is consistency. It's
right.
Always not good. It's right. Always not good enough that I can deal with it.
Right.
But I try really hard. If I've got another option, I drink another option.
The problem in where I live is that some of the other options have been run out of business by Starbucks. So anyway, you know, they had their unconscious bias training for a day. And
right,
as a military man, right, you know, I was a training NCO at Fort Campbell. My last job there was as a training NCO. And I never had a single thing that I could try to train the soldiers that were in my company that could be accomplished in a day. I mean, you know, we common task testing, we could do that in one day. But, hey, you know what? They've been in it there the entire time. We're just doing a brush up on this for, you know, for whatever qualification they got to meet. But I could never take them from point A to point B in a day. That's why basic training takes 8 weeks, or it used to take 8 weeks. I don't know how long it takes now, but you got to take some time to transfer a kid from the block into a soldier. And
sure,
I just found that whole exercise of the unconscious, you know, all of you that work for Starbucks, you all are racist. You just don't know it. And we're going to train that out of you on May the 29th.
In a day. Well done, Starbucks.
So I just, you know, I looked at that, and I mean, I think that's pretty indicative of the way the left looks at things, where they can just have, it's like they say, we will say it, so therefore it will be so. Just cracks me up. I just, you know, now, you just went out to go recharge your batteries. Did you get it done in a day?
You know, Bill, I can't help but just shake my head. Really, just shake. I don't really have. I'm kind of at a loss for words. I just really. It's the best I can really throw out. It's just really. That's what you got. Okay.
Right. Well, no, that's not what I got today. I mean, that was just something.
No, I mean for Starbucks. Like that's
yeah.
what you got, Starbucks. This
yeah.
is it. You're gonna fix this problem in a day. I'll tell you what. If you can really do that in a day, I got jobs lined up forever for you.
They also change your policy now. You don't have to. They don't want you to feel less than. They want you to feel more than. So for that reason, you can come and hang out and just loiter at the Starbucks and have the free Wi-Fi. You can use the restrooms and do everything else. And all of us that go in there and actually pay for something when we're there, well, if there's no chairs, well, somebody else is just feeling more than, and it's not our turn to feel more than. We should be happy in our white privilege.
I'll tell you what, I would just prefer to have better options for coffee.
Yeah. Around here, I'm going to look for that myself. I was actually telling
you. It's tough around here as well. It's really tough around here as well. And I'm going to give a shameless plug to this company that's here locally in Austin. They're called Cuvée Coffee.
Right.
I don't really think, I know they're sold in like, you know, supermarkets and stuff, and I know they're going coast to coast, but man, oh man, these guys have got some of the best coffee I've ever had. They offer it in like cold brews and nitro cold brews and all these different like types, but they're out of Austin and they're amazing. But if there was one of, if we had a good coffee on every corner,
yeah,
the Starbucks would be the last option that I would choose. And I know the boys over, you know, Evan and Matt over at Black Rifle, they're giving it a good try. And they're a multi-million dollar company, but they're stacked up against Starbucks.
Yeah. Hold that thought, if you will. We're going to be right back. My guest is Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. We're just talking about everything in particular. Although I do want to ask you this. I want to ask you this now.
Shoot.
Given, like, let's go back to the Not Today Antifa ad campaign.
Okay.
Now, you guys, when you guys were basically out there saying, if this happens in our neighborhood, we will protect our neighborhood against the masked thugs, that are coming to destroy all the property and hurt whoever gets in the way. That's all you said. Military.
That is all we said.
Yeah, you know, military backgrounds, all that other stuff. There's a type of individual that would do that, no doubt about it. Were you stunned at the vicious reaction you got to that? The questions you got about that? Because this leads to my next question.
Yeah. All right. As put as quickly as possible, I was stunned. I really was stunned. But I learned a lot in the month or two that followed that. And I'll never be stunned again. Very quickly did I learn that I was an innocent target, someone to be, you know, persecuted or beat down in order to advance someone else's narrative.
Right.
And no matter how many times we answered a question or tried to explain to someone that we weren't trying to do this or that or whatever, they would intentionally like omit that information and report whatever they wanted to advance their narrative. So moving forward, it will never happen again. You know, but we didn't back down. Like many people in today's day and age, they back down and they apologize, and that didn't happen because that's not, you know, who we are. We just,
right.
We doubled down and we tripled down and we put up our fists and said, bring it. If you want to play that game, we'll fight you. So.
Sure. And there was no resulting fallout or anything like that because
they folded.
They folded. They have a crazily short attention span too. They're constantly like zombies. They're like waiting for the next big sound or the next pretty light to show so they can go mind numbingly towards that. So
I'll tell you what, my schedule's really busy and I've never got a dull moment.
Yeah.
But I will. Anybody wants to make me a target, bring it, because I'll never walk away, no matter how busy I am. They will immediately have my attention. That's for sure.
Listen, anybody that don't take him up on that, anybody that takes him up on that, that will be the stupidest moment you've ever spent in the remaining 3 seconds of your life.
I don't mean it quite like that, but that also applies.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just, you know, that's just the fact of the matter. But anyway, so then this brings me to my question. Given how they feel about gun owners, and, you know, gun owners are the majority of adults in the United States today. If there's 140 some odd million of them, and let's say there's, 70 million below 18 years of age children, that's about 220 million altogether, then that leaves about 110 million other adults. So we're the majority. And yet there's a percentage of people out there that don't own guns that couldn't give a rip about it. But now the leftists out there, they don't like the situational advantage we have to have in guns because they don't have them. So, but at the same time, they'll default really quick to violence if they feel like they need to. Is it safe in a way for me and you to operate on a daily basis? Because I don't think we're ever going to be able to persuade them to either accept the fact that we are actually a benefit to society or, you know, we can all live and let live. Am I going too far out on a limb saying that we sort of are existing in an undeclared civil war currently?
Man, I hope that's not the case. I really, truly hope that's not the case. I'm not ready for a civil war. I don't want a civil war for my friends, my family, my children. I hope we never get to that point, but I'd be lying to say that I don't see it as a possibility.
Right.
I really hope that we, you know, cooler heads will prevail. I hope that we can, you know, come together and, you know, and figure things out. But the sensible, individual that I am, I deal with facts and I deal with logic and I deal with reason. And, you know, many people that I would argue with emotion and BS, but not really so much logic and reason and facts.
Right.
And I hope, man, I tell you what, things just got deep.
Well, the good news.
I don't think there's a way. I don't think there's a way for us to come together on this. I don't. But yeah. I don't know how far we'll be able to kick the can down the road before things do go kinetic. I don't want that for me and my family now, and I don't want it for my children later. But I do think it.
Well, I mean, if things get kinetic,
I think it's probably inevitable. But I hope that's not the case. I really truly hope that's not the case.
If they were to be kinetic, I don't think they're going to, like, they wouldn't happen. I don't think you'd see very much of that in Texas at all.
Well, I wouldn't see that much of it around here. If things go hot, if things really blast off, I'm good. My family's good. Anybody I care about, we're good. And I can tell you that with absolute confidence.
Yeah.
And the other side, if you will, they're, I don't know if I can use, I'm not going to use this word, but they're in trouble.
Yeah.
But I still don't want that. I really don't want that.
Well, I don't want it either. You know, I don't want it either. I mean, simply because when I took the oath and I went overseas and I stood, you know, when the Soviet Union was still a thing and, you know, and everything else I ever did, I did that because I believed I was protecting America. And I did not make a differentiation between the left America and the right America. I just said, I'm here to protect this country, to do my part. Because I heard the call and I went off and I did it. And, you know, to sit out there and say, and now I've got to fight you that I try to protect. Do you know how stupid that is for you to have to squander my goodwill? But don't worry. You'll find out what it's like to squander my goodwill. So, and I definitely don't want it to go that way, but, you know, at the same time, the chance favors the prepared mind, so they say in the Steven Seagal movies anyway.
I'll tell you what, I really, really, truly, in my heart of hearts, hope that it doesn't go that way. But I do see it on the horizon.
Yeah.
I hope that someone somewhere, somehow, some way is able to, you know, guide us away from that.
Well, since most people are followers, the first time they ran up against a bunch of... Well, we'll get into that when we get back, shall we? I don't want to end that sentence without giving it its due. Speaking of pipe hitters, I'm speaking to the pipe hitter from Pipe Hitters Union. Lincoln Osiris will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, they are hosting a field day to encourage youth sports participation and introduce intended appointees to the Presidential Council on Sports Fitness and Nutrition. The president also spoke about just how vital sports is to life.
The skills learned out on the track field and the court and the diamond and the gridiron and the golf course and those tennis courts are skills that will serve young Americans for the rest of their lives. I want to thank all of the council members who are here with us today. Incredible group of people.
Missouri prosecutors agreed to drop one of the two felony criminal cases against former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens after the governor's attorney said he would resign. Greitens announced yesterday that he is stepping down from office on Friday. This afternoon, a New York grand jury indicted Harvey Weinstein on criminal sexual act charges and rape. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Through the night,
coming to you live
the dome.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. We're talking about a whole bunch of things. Let me ask, you know what, let's tone things down a little bit.
Let me ask you a question, Bill.
Sure.
You said something in the last segment that really struck home for me.
Sure.
And you said that, you know, during the, you know, Cold War, you were deployed and all you could think about was coming home and then fighting, you know, the people that you were deployed to protect. You know, people
that,
on the left,
you know, now,
people on the
now.
Right.
Yeah, now,
people
now
right.
That bothers me.
But that's where your head is that, yeah. You know, now that there's this, like, war at home. And it, in a very different sense, but it struck home to me. Memorial Day, 2 days ago.
Sure.
Memorial Day is a tough day for me. And what really gets me is the veteran community, we cannibalize ourselves. We beat each other up. You know, we've got, you know, part of the community says that we should be crying and we should be somber on Memorial Day. And then part of the community says that we should be like living it up and celebrating our, you know, friends and people that have passed, you know, in service of this nation, you know, before us. You know, and I've mentioned to you in the first segment that we get beat up. We get beat up every year for running a sale because everybody, you know, most people get it, but some people are like, you know, you guys should be, you know, just close your business on Memorial Day. You shouldn't be doing any business. But at the end of the day, you know, I am a businessman, but I've got a past. And I'll tell you what, I've lost more friends than a lot of people. And not a day goes by that I don't think of those people. But who am I to show up to your, you know, to a wake that, you know, you're having for a friend or family member and tell you how you should honor that person? And who am I to show up and you know, when you're sitting shiva for someone and telling you how you should honor that individual. Well, in that same breath, I also think, like, who are you to tell me how I should honor the friends that I've lost? Because,
sure,
man, I've lost some friends. But also, who am I to tell you how to do it?
Can I ask you a question?
Please.
Do you know the origin of Memorial Day?
Well, it depends on which story. But, yes, I've heard a few different versions, and it's way beyond. They all have legitimate history. But which is the most accurate story? No. Like, I'm curious to hear what you have to say.
Well, I mean, it started out after the Civil War, and it was called Decoration Day. And it was an idea from some general,
right.
I think a Union general named Logan, that
right.
it would
Correct.
Unify the nation if we honored the dead of both sides, Confederate and Union.
Right.
And it wasn't
turned into Memorial Day till, I believe, in 1971.
Yes. Yes. That's when it became a real holiday. For the ones that have never served, you know, it's a day off. And for those like me and you, and I mean, I never saw what you saw, but I mean, training in the military is extremely dangerous. Going and getting chow in the military is extremely dangerous. We had a guy that got his head crushed by a truck, guy to get in to back it up to go pick up chow one time. So, you know, people die in the military. That's an occupational hazard. That's something that every one of us took. And so, yes, I know people that died. And whether we were in combat or whatever, when I was overseas and everything, I was there if something happened. So, for me, Memorial Day is a moment where I just sit back and for those that are not here with me now, I take a moment, look up in the sky, and I say, I haven't ever forgotten you, and I'm doing this today because of you. And I move on.
I'm probably in a similar boat. It hits me pretty hard. I probably, you know, shed tears
sure.
three or four times on Memorial Day alone.
Sure.
But it happens frequently that, you know, I miss someone, and, you know, a song comes on, or I smell a certain thing, or I hear a certain sound, and it brings someone back to me. But the point that I'm really trying to get at is, you know, the veteran community, there are so few of us. There really are. In the big picture, there are really so few of us. And we should stick together. But I don't know if it's because we're all so alpha or we're all so, like, you know, whatever, that we seem to, you know, attack one another rather than stand together. And, you know, just because I celebrate and remember those that have fallen in a different way, I'm absolutely positively not disrespecting their memories. I just choose to remember them and celebrate them and honor them in a different way. It's a tough spot because I definitely understand the other side saying, hey, you should be, you know, silent in your, you know, memory of them and honoring them. And I get that. But, man, I'll tell you what, I come from a crowd where we work really, really hard, but we play really, really hard. And I know that I've said it to many friends along the way as well. Hey, man, if I die, I don't want you guys to cry at my funeral. I want you guys to show up and remember me the way that I'd want to be remembered. And I think I'm doing right by those individuals by remembering them the way that, you know, they'd want. The way that I think they want to be remembered. So it's a tough spot. I just, at the end of the day, the point I'm trying to make is I just really wish that the veteran community would work together a little bit more rather than cannibalize, you know,
well,
ourselves the way that we do.
The good news is as you age, everybody will mellow out. And the people that are still around you, that are still from your time and everything, you guys will seek each other out. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
It will. Watch and see. Remember, I told you this. Remember, I told
you.
Write this down. Write that down. So, anytime I doing radio, doing local radio, doing radio nationally and everything else, I will occasionally find somebody who I don't know is a veteran. And then, if they come up against me and everything, I will peel that layer back until I get back to, what would you do if something bad happened now here in the United States? And they to a man, they all get out there and say, well, I would, you know, I would fight that. And I said, so what's the difference between us now? Why is there a difference between us now? If we can go back to that one piece of common dirt, you and I, why do we have all this other stuff since then? Why is all of that in the way? And that makes them think, invariably. But yeah, that it does. There is a bit of cannibalization that goes on there, and it is unfortunate. But I'm going to tell you, as an older man telling the younger man, this: one, it will mellow, and two, it's nothing you can change, and all you can do is do, like, you know, pack up, leave the kids, and go to Jamaica with the wife and recharge.
Man, I'll tell you what. I really truly hope we get to do that more often.
Yeah.
Now that the kids are getting a little bit older, but, you know, as they get older, they're going to want to come.
Yeah, well, you got Earl there. Earl will handle all things for you. So
Earl is the man.
He is the man. So now when we get back, I don't even remember where I was going with this. It might have been about the whole.
I'm sorry, I just took us down a.
That's okay. That's the thing, but I like going down the Warrens. There's no telling what the twists and turns are like when you get down there. Pipe Hitters Union. This is something that you guys can wear. This is an attitude you can broadcast. The one shirt that I get that I wear all the time, Lincoln, that everybody loves the most is "Bring the Viol" or "Be Violent First." Everybody loves that shirt. So I try to wear that one as often as I can, but I wear it all.
Because we get hate mail for that design just as much as we get people that love it too.
Oh well. Anyway, go check them out. PipeHittersUnion.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Pitters Union. And I want to say, Lincoln, I don't know. Now, I know your buddy Kit. I know he knows a lot of people out in Hollywood. Do you know a lot of people out in Hollywood?
At this point, yeah, quite a few people.
Okay. What you need to do is you need to call all the people in Hollywood just so we don't have another Roseanne, and let them look at what happened to you and Kit when did the Not Today Antifa thing, and teach them how to react when somebody takes offense at your stuff instead of this. See, if I was Roseanne, when I put that out there, I'd be like, you know, based upon everything that your comedy talks about with Trump, I figured you guys could take a joke.
You know, I hadn't considered that. I'll be real honest with you.
Sure.
When I heard what she had said, now you got to remember who she works for, or who the network is.
Right. ABC.
But I hadn't considered that, really. So that might have been a good response for her. But to be quite honest, and this is my opinion, everybody's got their own opinion.
Sure.
I think that was just a horrible choice thing for her to say.
Yeah.
You can throw out jokes, you can do whatever, but in this climate, man, like, she just cost a lot of people a lot of jobs, and, you know, she cost herself a job. Roseanne. Woo! But you know what? I've got to also say, like, really, are you surprised? Like, look who we're dealing with. It's Roseanne. She's the same person she was today that she was 30 years ago. Are you really surprised that she'd throw something out that was
When she did the national anthem at the sports event that she was at, where
right, like,
you know,
she did it. It sounded horrible. She grabbed her crotch at the same time. Like,
yeah,
did you?
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about the same person.
Sure. You know, I said earlier in the show, I'm glad that she had another chance, because, you know, this is a very short life, and everybody should have another chance and, you know, a moment of redemption. Well, she went out there and did that. It's just that it's the shameful part of it for me is that she didn't have enough discipline over herself. And the way she came out and then deleted her Twitter account and then came back out and reactivated her Twitter account and said, it was the Ambien and all this other stuff. Well, you know, maybe you shouldn't tweet when you're imbibing or something. I mean, I have a Twitter account. I don't have any followers. I don't really use it because, you know, that's one of those things that you throw out there and it's sort of like a sexually transmitted disease. It's going to stay with you forever.
So I'll tell you what. I'll share a nugget with you that not a lot of people know, but I've had that Ambien moment. I've been so busy. I've done so many things. I've got my own demons, just like, you know, everybody's got their own demons. Sure. But in order to get sleep, I have had to call on, you know, the Ambien gods on occasion.
Right.
And I've got some Ambien stories too, and they're really, my wife is probably listening right now going, shut up, Lincoln. Don't say a word, Lincoln. But, I've got some Ambien stories too that far outweigh what Roseanne had to say. So I know that horrible and crazy things are possible on Ambien, but man, just, it brings me kind of back to this one point, Bill. Like, we talk about, like, we see what's going on in the NFL right now.
Sure.
And that the NFL just passed this new rule that, hey, you cannot kneel during the national anthem. You want to kneel, stay in the locker room. That's your choice.
Right.
And, like, I don't really blame her network for canceling her show. I really don't. She chose. Well, whether there was Ambien involved or not, like, she made this statement. It didn't reflect the values of her network, and her network canceled her show. All right, I get that. So the NFL says stand for the national anthem or stay in the locker room. And I get that. Now, they probably did it for more of a business decision because it was really affecting their ratings. But whatever. You are beholden to your employer, especially if that's in your contract. Now, I can tell you what, if I walked into Taco Bell and I made some horrible comment to the person working behind the counter, but they said something horrible back to me, well, you can bet that person would probably be fired. So it goes all the way up the chain and it goes all the way down the chain. The part that really has me crazy and like questioning things is when you get to the top of the chain, those guys aren't so affected. They get second chances and third chances. And when I'm talking about like people way up in political positions.
Sure.
But I don't really blame the network so much, really. But man, I can't agree with you more. Like, really, you got your second chance. Like, this is, you're literally putting millions of dollars in people's pockets, and this was the decision you made.
Well, I mean, and listen, in fairness to you, there are different reasons that people do different things. And like, if I were to take your resume and look at why you may be taking Ambien versus, Roseanne's resume.
All right. Fair enough.
You know, that's not really a comparison. I mean, you both got one eye on each side of your face and that's about it. That's about as close as you guys are going to get on that. So
I hadn't considered that, but you make a very good point.
Yeah. So, you know, just keeping that in mind. But I mean, at the same time, it was great while it lasted. It was something. But now we're going to have to fight off a bit. And you know what? It doesn't matter because if it hadn't been this, it would have been something else. And it,
you know what, though? This might not be the end. Let me throw that out there. This might not be the end. You might find her on Netflix next season, or you might find her. I mean, I don't know if there's some kind of clause in the contract that says you can't take this and spin it somewhere else, but.
But it depends on if they have a non-compete with her. But Netflix just signed Barack Obama. Netflix just signed the Obamas.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they did. So I'm trying to decide whether I'm going to watch Netflix and just not watch the Obama stuff or whatever. There's certain things I will do and certain things I won't. Primarily because in a lot of cases, I'm looking for the result. I'm looking for a certain result. And if I can see that way through, then yes, I'll go hard on something. But if not, I prefer to wait till another day when I might have more of a result come from it. But yeah, that was on the, but this is what responsibility is about. I mean, listen, folks, you don't know this, but I know where Mr. Osiris will and will not go on certain things. And I will never breach that because he is a sponsor and a businessman. And, you know, it's like everybody else that sponsors this show, or whether they sponsor it or not, I'm not ever going to get them in a, put them in a position where they're going to harm themselves.
And all the people that depend on them.
Yes. So, you know, but at the same time, if you come on here and you, I don't know, if you snap like the proverbial rubber band or something, maybe if you're having an Ambien moment or something. But you know, Charles or Earl's going to be sitting there putting you in a sleeper, so it doesn't matter to me. I'm pretty sure.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you got your batteries recharged. I've got a couple things in mind. I'm going to a class here shortly, and after I get back from this class, I'm going to.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Jaeger. I'm going to Tactical Response.
Which class? He's got great classes.
Fighting Pistol.
That's a good class.
He's been after me for 5 or 6 years.
Jaeger puts on a really good class.
Yeah. He's been after me. He offered to let me come to the class 5 years ago, and I never did it. He actually got a little miffed at me for a while, and I finally let him pin me down, and I'm far enough along in the rehab to where I can do it. So that's coming up. But when I get back, I'm going to be hitting you and a few other people, and we're going to see what kind of havoc we can wreak.
No, please do. I'd actually like to talk to you about the class.
There you go. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir, and welcome back.
Thanks, Bill, for having me. We'll talk next week.
Yes, sir. Back again tomorrow in 21 hours between now and then. It's never been about gun control. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.